God bless you, saints of God. Coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. Thankful and appreciative and honored to be able to fellowship. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get in this word tonight, saints of God. And we're appreciative to be able to fellowship and pray, proclaim the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got a word from the Lord to give to God's people. Hallelujah. And we're thankful for you. I'm thankful for what he is doing. And we're going to get into this tonight. I pray your week is blessed. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. As I was just listening to the Holy Spirit today, he began to reveal to me teachings to teach on tonight about the Spirit. About truly following the Spirit. And one thing, the Spirit is not coerced about how we feel. He understands how we feel. But the Spirit doesn't have, is not in need of a counselor. Praise God. He is a counselor. He is not in need of a counselor. Praise God. And if you look at, and we're going to preach from the book of Acts tonight, and Acts is nothing more than the actions of the Holy Spirit. The actions of the Holy Spirit. Now, it talks about Acts, the acts of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, but it's the action. You can see his thoughts. You can see God's thoughts, his intention. All through the Word of God, you can see it. But specifically, we're going to hold in on the book of Acts tonight. And when God's intent is walked out, which is the Holy Spirit, you walk by the Spirit, it is going to transform your thought process. It is going to transform how you see people, how you see yourself, how you see everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so this is one of the telltale signs of somebody walking by the Spirit, is that they don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh loves to divide. It loves discord. It loves division. It loves, and we talk about the flesh as in we oftentimes think about sexual things. And that's part of it. It's part of lust, but it's not the only part. Hallelujah. And so walking by the Spirit it oftentimes takes you into unfamiliar places because we like to control narratives. We like to control and call it the Spirit. You know, things we don't want to do, well, God's not telling me to do that. And that oftentimes, you know, there is wisdom a part of it. But a lot of people use it to be lazy because things don't look how they don't, what they're not familiar with. They can look, you can't put anything past God. And if God is trying to get something in you, he's trying to get something through you. And y'all told me, we're going to go into the word tonight. Your blessings are always, they come in you first and receive them. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. The sight is oftentimes our lenses will tell a story. And because they play on our experiences, or you look through our experiences and things of that nature, and we could be missing God, thinking we're following us. But to truly have a life of liberty, it is a Spirit led. Because if he liberates you, he's going to walk you to liberate others. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if I had a title for this message tonight, it would be like gift. It would be like gift. So y'all turn with me to Acts 11. Praise God. And this is a very prominent, the whole Bible is prominent, but this is a very prominent position and turning point, if you will, in the lives, especially in the life of Peter. Praise God. He began to, and this is Peter sharing a testimony to the church in Jerusalem, which was, if you will, like the hub and everything from it. And he was telling a story about being led by the Spirit into a Gentile house. And he confessed he had never been in the Gentile house, and he had never eaten with Gentiles. And it amazed me how these things occurred, being in 2022, but understanding the same mindset goes on today, that the Spirit will walk you into places you have not been before. But yielding to the Spirit, yielding to the Spirit, truly yielding to the Spirit, affects so many things beyond you. Understand the Spirit sees beyond you. Hallelujah. The Bible says when we speak in other tongues, though we speak in our prayer language, the Spirit makes intercession for us for things we don't even know. Hallelujah. And so if God is making intercession for us through the Spirit, you know he's using you to make intercession for others. This is why it is so powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so it is so important for us to understand that being led by the Spirit is so, so vitally important. If the disciples walking with Christ, they were being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Walking with, and Jesus was teaching them by the Spirit, because God doesn't have, God's Spirit is what seals us, what makes us his child, is his Spirit. Praise God. This is what makes us family. And we know that there's different levels, different growth levels, different things of that nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so as we begin to walk in the Spirit, hallelujah. One thing you'll know, barriers will not only be broken down outside of you, barriers will be broken down inside of you. Hallelujah. Some of us don't think we can be blessed, live a blessed life. That doesn't mean you won't have turmoil and chaos, because you do have an enemy. That doesn't mean you won't go through things. But the truth is, you will go through them. You won't stay stuck in them. At least, and this has enough, and I'm not talking about tax brackets, none of that. I'm talking about you won't get stuck in the Spirit, because we're all human beings, and we've all suffered trauma. And the trauma was not there because of God. He will bless us out of it. But his intent is for us to release it to him. Hallelujah. He will bless us out of these things that occur in our lives. And we oftentimes we want, because the flesh is always trying to exact pain. And if we're not careful, the pain that we have will pass on. We'll pass it on. We're going to go into some things. It'll make more sense here in black and white. Thank you, God. In black and white. Y'all turn with me to Acts 11. Hallelujah. And we're going to start in 15, but just to give you a little background, God had given Peter a vision. And he had led Peter into a Gentile's house, in which his whole house got saved. But he gave him a vision. And we'll go into the vision of what he showed them about the unclean animals and things of that nature. And so one thing that God is going to do is he's going to break the parameters of your mind. Hallelujah. He's going to break the parameters of your mind. See, faith destroys that which tries to withstand God. And we oftentimes think that the withstanding is on the outside of us. But a lot of times the withstanding of God is on the inside of us. Because we're still walking by what we think, what we've experienced, how things were done. But walking by the Spirit breaks those things. Hallelujah. Breaks those things, thanks God. Hallelujah. If you notice at the Last Supper, God broke it, the bread, before he blessed it. Some things have to be broken, and God will use situations and experiences to break us, to bless us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, just to give you a little background, Peter said he was led by the Spirit, bade him to go in verse 12. I'm pretty sure y'all have read this before, but I challenge you to read it again, and because of time, we won't read it all. And they sent him to Joppa. The Spirit led him into a house, and he saw an angel, and he sent him to Joppa. This was after the vision of the white cloth falling down, and God said, "Call nothing common that he has cleansed." Hallelujah. Praise God. Call nothing common. That's a message in all by itself. Call nothing common that I've cleansed. And so they head into, so the Spirit leads them into, an angel led them into, they sent them to Joppa and called for Simon, whose surname was Peter. Now, God was working on both ends, and Peter didn't know. There was a centurion man, and his whole household was crying out to God, but they hadn't had the gift of the Holy Ghost, and they were Gentiles, and so God was moving on Peter and moving on them. Always know God's got it figured out, and he just needs you to believe that he has it figured out. Because when you don't believe that God has it figured out and led by the Spirit, you start trying to figure it out and try to do things your way. And this is where we get into trouble. So God had on both ends, God had ministered to them about Peter coming into their house, he's ministering to Peter. So it was just as much of a breakthrough for them as it was for Peter, because Peter had never been into a Gentile's house. And that was something God had to break him. But when you walk in the Spirit, truly walk in the Spirit, breakthrough happens. Always breakthrough. Praise God. Doesn't mean you won't have resistance, but breakthrough will happen. Hallelujah. Because in the breakthrough, there is the glory. There's the glory before and in and all through it. Praise God. And so Peter is telling the testimony of this. Hallelujah. And we'll start in 15. And as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as us at the beginning. So Peter enters into the house and he starts speaking, and the Holy Spirit fell on them. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to close your mouth. He wants you to cower down. He wants you to not believe. He doesn't want, because you speak what you believe. He wants you to speak. Because when you speak by the Holy Ghost, you release the kingdom of God. Enemy wants to keep the, he has no resistance to it. So he wants to keep your thoughts and your mind probably entangled. And he wants to keep you bold. This is why he tries to scare you. To keep you from speaking. Keep you from moving as God moves. And he says, as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as us at the beginning. God is not, hallelujah, a respecter of person. He is indiscriminate to who will believe. And this is, and we have to be ultra careful that we don't mistake the spirit for tradition. Or such and such, this is how it used to be. And can I tell you, God is doing a new thing in your life and through your life. He's breaking barriers. Some of us have been, we get so mindful of the war. We yet, and it depletes us of our belief of God's ability. We talk so much about what so-and-so did, and we forget to walk in, we forget what God did and he is doing. Oh, we don't trust it. Hallelujah. The most liberating place is trust in God. And that is walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He says, as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as us at the beginning. No discrimination. Fell on this Gentile house as well as it did with Peter and them in the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. He said, then I remembered the word of the Lord. How he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So important. So important to believers. This is where our boldness, this is where the power of God comes through, is through the Holy Spirit. And this is not to discount water baptism. Praise God. We thank for the outward expression of being baptized in Jesus, or the way being baptized into the kingdom. But, however, there is a fire baptism also, and I couldn't even do it justice trying to go down this path, understanding by the self-same Spirit that we are baptized, but the differences between the two baptisms. See, John came preaching repentance. And without anything, we can't have repentance from God. And this is part of surrendering ourselves to God. So important. And when we surrender ourselves, we give our fights, we give our life to God. We're still trying to fight fights God is trying to fight for you. And this is where the fire of the Holy Ghost comes in. Oh, nothing more precious. There's not a gift that's more precious than the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus talked about men giving good gifts, or knowing how to give good gifts to their children. He said, but hallelujah. And I'm paraphrasing, there is, how much more would the Father of Lights want to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit? This is where we walk in. This is where we have the ability to walk in. This is where deliverance comes in. Because strongholds, we have to have something stronger than strongholds. And there's nothing stronger than the power than God's Spirit. You can't walk in it unless you have it. Hallelujah. He said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Watch this. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Now this is so powerful on many levels. That his thought process on the whole situation is first, he shouldn't even been in the Gentile towns without a revelation and without deliverance from the Holy Ghost. Once again, the Holy Spirit is not ran by how you feel. And so, if, as Peter had surmised through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, that oftentimes we can withstand or try to stand in the way. We can't withstand God. That there is nothing that can withstand God. And this is the power of deliverance, the power of God's glory, is that there is no man that can withstand God. They can try, and they try every day. You have warfare, don't you? That somebody trying to withstand, or a spirit or whatever, trying to withstand God. But nothing can withstand God. Hallelujah. And you notice he called it a like gift. Same gift, same spirit that fell on them in the beginning, fell on this house of Gentile. The point of this today, thank you, God, is the things that you are seeing can't withstand God. This is the most important thing, is their soul being saved. The most important is people's soul being saved and they being infused, being filled with the Holy Spirit. But what can withstand God? And when you have that revelation, boom, you see that and you know that nothing can stand in the way of what God is doing. But oftentimes our own thought process, and we limit God. And God is not, he's a God of increase. And he wants to increase in you. But there is some surrender. Surrender to that light gift. And the same gift he gave them is the same gift he's offered and given us. We grew up a certain way. And we grew up in and I've told this testimony and I've told my background. We grew up in a Pentecostal household. Thank God for it. I thank God that the Holy Spirit was active. And I've seen some great, great moves of God as a young man. But the greatest, sitting here today, the greatest thing that the light gift was offered, the light gift was in the house. Hallelujah. Because there are denials and things of that nature, and I'm not going to get into the different, I'm not going to get into all that. But we are going to trust this word that God gave them the like gift. And who can withstand God? Your worries cannot withstand God. Hallelujah. I'm a believer, and be it so according to your faith. I'm a believer. I'm a believer that, look, if you whatever you believe in, I'm believing with you. Whatever you believe in God to do, I'm believing with you. There's no cap on God. Nothing can withstand him. And that goes for the lust. That goes for all the things that try to imprison you. It can't withstand the Holy Ghost. It cannot withstand God. He said, for as much then as God gave them the light gift, as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Hallelujah. What was I to withstand God? So, saints of God, what is that thing that can withstand God? What is that thing you're worried about? What is that thing that can withstand God? It's perilous compared. There's no comparison. Hallelujah. Now watch this, and I'm going to close out. When they heard these things, they held the peace and glorified God, saying, then have God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Hallelujah. Repentance unto life. Repentance means a change of mind. Hallelujah. Unto life. There is no life outside of living and walking in the Spirit. Because it is, Jesus said he came to give life and life more abundantly. I'm not lost on sin. Sin just doesn't have a chance, can't withstand God. I'm not lost on the things that we live in a fallen world. But just because the world is fallen, doesn't mean I have to stay there. I was there, but doesn't mean I have to stay there. As you can see, Peter had various thoughts about this Gentile's house. And I didn't do it justice because we didn't read it all, but I challenge you. He had various thoughts. He had various, until God had to break something in him. Hallelujah. See, we can be counseled and coerced about a lot of things, but not if we're walking by the Spirit. Not if the Spirit, if we submit to the Spirit. Peter was not just transformed. You see, our transformation in an individual can change whole lineages, because the Bible says that this man and his family got saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The light gift has not changed. It's still offered and it's still here. And whatever that thing is trying to withstand you, know it cannot withstand God. Now, Peter goes on to say that they held the peace and they glorified God. And oftentimes, saints of God, we release our peace when we are challenged and when things are tough. We release our peace. But can I tell you to hold it? And sin causes us to release our peace. Hallelujah. Whatever it is tonight, that is trying to withstand you. Hold your peace, Savior God. The like gift is still unstoppable. Of the Holy Ghost is still unstoppable, impenetrable. Hallelujah. We can be worried. And when we worry, we release our peace. Once again, it doesn't mean we don't have real situations. Doesn't mean we don't have real battles. But I'm here to tell you that fire of the Holy Ghost is burning up that which needs to be withstood. Hallelujah. We're going to glorify God. We're not going to glorify problems. A small snippet before we close out. The Bible says that Peter walked when the Spirit bade him to go with them. These six men came to fetch him because God had already testified on the other side in the Gentile's house to Peter. And they came to get him. And the Bible says that he went. He went with them. Nothing doubting. Oh, that's so powerful. Nothing doubting. It's in verse 12. Isn't that amazing when you have a revelation from God that he will burn up things and burn up understandings that were there, that restricted us. Nothing doubting. And this is the maturity, how we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We begin to doubt nothing. Hallelujah. The light gift that he gave them, he has put inside of you. Glory be to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. And you will begin with the light gift to see the actions. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. You'll see acts in your life and continue to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there, thank you. We're going to stop right there. I tell you, that word just continues to get better and better and better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is, believe it or not, the Lord looks for challenges. Hallelujah. He looks for them. He looks to save. He looks to heal. He looks to bless. Hallelujah. We should be looking towards him, submitted to him, trusting him. Hallelujah. Whatever barrier, it can't bind the Spirit. Whatever lie, it can't stop the Spirit. Whatever trauma is not too hard for God to heal. Because what can withstand God?